This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Justice Department is suing Walmart for its role in fueling the nation's opioid epidemic that's claimed hundreds of thousands of lives. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The DOJ alleges Walmart unlawfully dispensed controlled substances from pharmacies it operated nationwide. Jason Dunn, the U.S. attorney for Colorado, and his team worked on the case.
I think it's unquestionable that Walmart's behavior added to the opioid crisis.
He says a nurse practitioner at a pain clinic in Colorado Springs wrote thousands of prescriptions over several years that were filled at Walmart locations. That did raise red flags, but the complaint alleges Walmart knew its system for detecting illegitimate prescriptions was inadequate, and its employees warned federal authorities and company managers about possibly suspicious prescriptions. Walmart says the complaint is riddled with factual inaccuracies and unfairly blames pharmacists. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
El Paso County Public Health received 300 doses of the Moderna vaccine Tuesday. The vaccines were taken to a Safeway pharmacy for distribution to healthcare workers outside of hospital settings. The doses come a week after Colorado Springs hospitals both received Pfizer vaccine shipments from the state health department. Colorado's high school athletes will be able to start playing again next month. The Colorado High School Activities Association announced Monday that state health officials have approved a plan to start practices for some sports January 18th. That includes basketball, wrestling, skiing, and swimming. This is CPR News.